this is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. I feel like I've been on like 10 lately, like blah, 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 like all day today. I think it's because I had a soda. I went out in the beginning of the show. Rock brought hash brown casserole for our friend's giving.
So good.
I don't know that really is a thing that you have with turkey, you know, but somebody said, Rock, you make the best stuff, so bring it. Is that what happened?
I just figure casserole goes.
Because it's potato and cheese. I feel
like. Yeah.
I feel it's more of a breakfast thing, and so we already ate half of it, which is so good.
There's another pan.
There's another pan. She made two pans, but we put a dent in half of a pan. But I had a soda, and I think I've just been on 10 all day today. And
so
I'm ready for Friendsgiving. Gavin, what did you bring in?
Salad.
Attaboy. Oh, that's right. And I think you even said, I think I have a salad bag in my fridge already.
When we were at dinner the other day, Haley's like, we have salad in the fridge. You can just bring that. I'm like, oh, great. I don't want to go buy anything.
Is it a big enough bag? Yeah, don't expect that much salad today, Rock.
I'm not.
I went home and made stuffing last night. I started it like at 9 o'clock at night, which is my bedtime. And fortunately, I mean, stuffing's like so easy to make. You boil water and butter, throw the thing in there. But then I had to like let it sit because I was putting it in bags because I knew we were going to have bad freezer or bad storage space in the fridge here at work. So I had to let it cool because you can't just put it in there hot and then zip it up because then it like messes it up. And so I had to wait for that dumb stuff to cool. But I am ready for some Thanksgiving. We got the bird in the oven today, which is so good. I had to pull the insides out of that. Again, a helper. I'm starting to think I'm a two on the Enneagram because I do like to help people. But a two when they're not healthy goes to an eight, and so all of those bad things manifest themselves. I think I'm a two that's just not
constantly in.
Yeah, it's constantly messed up.
Sure.
Yeah, perfect. You get it, Gavin. So all ready for Friendsgiving today. So this will be a lot of fun. But I've got to have a headache. That's what started this. Mm-hmm. As I'm like, yeah, now I got a headache. Okay, so if you thought. Or you're not a fan of Dr. Fauci, I get it. But I do contend that he has a tough job because he has to be the alarm bell ringer. He has to be overcautious. But if you were thinking the rest of the world isn't like this, you would be wrong. Turns out Germany has their very own little ray of pitch black as well. Yeah, I know. The head of Germany's disease control warned that the country could face a really terrible Christmas unless steps are taken to counter the sharp rise.
Nine.
I guess they had coronavirus infections raised 65,000 cases yesterday.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, so that's a big deal, and it's moving up. And they're saying they need to increase their vaccinations because theirs are significantly lower than ours. And he called for calling of closures of bars and clubs and large scale events and limiting those to people who have the vaccine or recovery certificates. What?
What is a recovery certificate?
I'm assuming. Now, I don't know. I need to look more into this. But it sounds like if you had the disease or the virus, if you had that and you can show that you have antibodies that are more powerful than the vaccine, then you can carry that kind of a card, I guess. And that covers you. Because we have someone we work with, Joy. Did you know this? She had it, you know?
A year ago.
Yeah, but she still has antibodies over a year ago. And she tests herself for them to make sure that she's still good. Because she has a little boy and stuff. And so it's like, wait a minute. That's amazing. If they do that, we should be doing that. Because a lot of people argue, hey, I got it already. Why do I have to get a shot? And they're right.
Yeah, yeah, but what's funny too is I think it just comes back to we just don't know that much about this strand or whatever, because I have a friend of mine that she also got it and she doesn't have the antibodies.
Yeah, but that's why if you get tested and you have it, then you can be like, yeah,
oh,
I got it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's true.
Because I have
you got to get tested.
I have a friend that had the shots and got no antibodies from the shots. And if I was saying this on Facebook, Facebook would pull this down. But it's actually medically and scientifically possible because of the other thing that she has. It eliminated the antibodies, the other medicine she has to take. But again, that's what makes me so mad about this is like Facebook just stepping in line, lockstepping with, you know, the government and being like, nope, you said truth, but it's not true. And we don't want to, you know, mislead anybody, so they just kill it all, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But you can test your antibodies at home. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that. Why am I just finding this
out? Well, because I think that's what Joy was saying.
Yeah.
She was saying that she's got a test that she does at home, and all you have to do is, like, prick your finger.
Because I wondered, like, I wish I'd known this, because I would have taken it before I got my vaccine, because I wondered if I had it one time, you know? And like, so, but like, I didn't have, like, massive symptoms.
Well, I don't know if it was, I think it's pretty new.
Oh, is it?
So I don't even know if it was around.
That's pretty cool though. I like that. Did you guys see this? There's a grandmother who her wish at 82 years old was to get her first tattoo.
Bless.
I love that.
What did she want to get?
I'll get to that in a second.
A teardrop tattoo.
So cool. Yeah, spider web. She's in a gang. Yeah, so she went on a TikTok and it went viral for Tat Granny. And so she got inspired by reading the Reader's Digest, which is like an old people book that I still get. My father-in-law gave it to us years ago and we still get the subscription. And so she read about another 80-year-old lady who surprised her family by getting a tattoo on her birthday. And so she wanted to do this. It racked up like 5 million views. And then a lot of her family members started getting the same tattoo. They all got together and like agreed on one like family tattoo. Like I have the one with the W like Scrabble piece with the three for my family. And so Haley wants to get that too. But Marty's still holding out.
Oh.
She doesn't want a tattoo. I think she's scared.
What is she scared of?
The pain. I'm like, you had a child.
Yeah, she had a kid.
Yeah, you could handle this for 5-10 minutes, whatever.
And if you can make it, she
absolutely
can make it.
Absolutely. So anyway, the tattoo, though, there's a fish hook to represent the family's father who passed away unexpectedly in July. So that's cool. A small ribbon will be filled with like a purple ink to represent various loved ones that they lost to cancer over the years. And then the design also features a peace sign and a heart, and it's all connected through a treble clef that represents the family's love of music.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of imagery there for that family.
I got to see that.
Yeah, pick a theme. You know, but still, I think that's really cool, though.
That is cool.
We have friends of ours, one of our pastors, his wife had like an ankle tattoo for years, like Spring Break Dare or something, you know, years ago. And she didn't like it, like, I want to get rid of it. But then they were all out, their family's on vacation, and one of their kids, like some of their kids have tattoos, and so one of their kids got a tattoo, and and the whole family got them. And it was really cool. Like it was so simple, too. It's like a Roman numeral V, because there's 5 of them.
Oh.
So it's just really simple, and they all got versions of it.
I like that.
But my pastor, he got it on his chest, and like I don't think he realized how big it was, and like when he got it done, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like a giant V on his chest.
How does he not see that? Like they put it on you before.
I just don't think he was thinking. Like you're kind of looking down and like, okay, well that's not too bad. But when it was done, he was like, oh, that's big, you know.
So he wishes he had gotten it a little smaller.
Yeah, exactly. So I just thought that was kind of cool. So there you go, Lady Rock. What do you got?
Well, I think most of us would remember. I don't know if Gavin would. Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I grew up on that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Netflix, which is very ironic because Netflix is the one that put Blockbuster out of business.
Pretty much.
But they are working on a series about the last Blockbuster video. It's going to be, I think it's going to be like a written comedy show.
Sure.
But it's going to have there's going to have 10 episodes starring Randall Park. Do you remember him?
What's he been in? Can you tell me what he's been in?
Do you know, Gavin?
So he was in things that I know him in.
Here's
he
that film in, studies I degree know. Paying off.
So he's in the second,
shout out Gavin's mom and dad.
Second Ant-Man movie. He was in the WandaVision show that came out on. So he's like he's in.
Was
a couple
he the
Marvel.
Main character in
no,
Wanda?
No,
okay,
no.
WandaVision was horrible. By the way, still horrible. My daughter says you have to watch more than the first episode. I said you lost me on the first.
So you're
episode.
Saying it's horrible, but you did only watch the first episode.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Oh, okay,
I can make a judgment on TV shows in one episode. People in 5 minutes. No, 3 minutes. 2 minutes. A minute and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm pretty good at it.
Well, it looks like he was in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Which Ant-Man was he? Like, which character?
He was a police officer.
Okay, so he's not a major
or
character.
Or parole officer. Yeah,
he was in iCarly.
Oh, who was he in that? That I know him from.
I have no idea.
I don't remember that.
It just says that he was in iCarly.
I watched so many episodes of iCarly. My daughter loved that show.
Oh, my daughter liked
and
it.
And she loved the one with the crazy friend that like held them all hostage one time.
Oh,
I loved that character. She was so weird.
Well, anyways, so Netflix is coming out with this show. It's going to be 10 episodes, and we'll see how it goes. The writer of the show is also the one who did Superstore and Brooklyn Nine-Nine,
oh, okay.
So it can't be too bad.
I like both of those, mm-hmm. And so that's the thing, because really, it's kind of a one-note joke. Okay, Blockbuster, it's going out of business, but mm-hmm. Once you get past that, if you don't have a good writer, then it's one note and it's done, you mm-hmm. know, and after the third episode, you're like, no, this is not going to be good.
Right.
But somebody that is that good of a writer with other things to their credit, I hope that it gives it a good chance.
Yeah,
of being
and
good.
I think it's probably won't be called Blockbuster. It'll probably be something that sounds close to it.
Be ironic. They can't sue them now because
right.
they don't exist anymore. So you could call it Blockbuster.
Well, that is true. But yeah, it'll be just about how a business is trying to survive against all odds.
Yeah, so. That's kind of funny.
I think it'll be good
because that was kind of the mentality of Superstore. Like they were the underdog, like Walmart. It was Cloud
Nine.
Never
watched that show.
You didn't.
I didn't either.
Oh no way, really?
Superstore.
Yeah, I loved it. I watched every episode. I got to where I really liked it. There was the first, it took me a minute. I'm like, okay, it's good. I see some potential here. And their character development really, I watched it really grow over the next coming years. Like, that's what I like is watching a character arc and then become more. But there's a couple fringe characters on there that are so funny.
Huh. Maybe I should give it a shot.
Well, Lady Rock. Yeah, you got me into The Office all those years ago. I hadn't watched The Office, and you used to give me the DVDs that you bought, and I would take them home.
So old.
I would take them home at night and when we got off Total Access, because we worked at night, and we'd get done at midnight, and I would take them home. I would work till 1 or 2 at home, and I would watch 2 episodes of The Office, and so I'd go to bed at 3 o'clock every morning. Like, that was a schedule and a half. But I loved that. That's where I found my love of The Office was you got me into that.
Mm-hmm.
So check out Superstore for you. I'm telling you. And maybe, again, there's like any comedy, man, there's stuff in there that's not a wholesome Christian show. But there's enough funny stuff there that I have the ability to look past that stuff. And you might say, well, you're a lukewarm Christian. Yeah, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth, Lord. Or Lord's going to spit you out of his mouth. But we're on the aftercast.
These
we're
are
fine.
Cool people.
Yeah, never mind. Sorry, I was giving a disclaimer like I was on the radio. My bad.
Okay, do you want to do birthdays?
I would love to.
All right, so this one is from Claire. Do you remember Claire? I believe it is Claire, the one we used to know.
Oh, Claire.
It says the old H-S-B-O-D.
Yes. Yeah. Her dad is so cool. Her dad hit me up the other day, too.
She wants to wish... This is crazy. She's got 3 daughters now.
That
seven,
is insane.
7, 5, and 4.
Insane.
Chloe, Christine, and Lola.
Where did the time go?
I know. Anyways, she said they all had birthdays recently and I wanted to get them a shout out. So happy birthday,
nice.
Chloe, Christine, and Lola. She said they're all wonderful daughters, fun, loving, and crazy. Describes each one of them.
Oh, yeah.
The question
Which
is...
Which one's crazy? There's one that's fun, one that's loving, and then there's crazy.
Well, that's true. It could be. The question is, what's your favorite and least favorite thing about having siblings? And then, since I don't have any, she said, so maybe you could share what you love, dislike about being an only child.
Oh, okay. Favorite thing about being siblings is you always had somebody kind of to play with. You know, like it was a kid, it was great. My brother and I used to make up all kind of games and stuff like that. That was great. The downside of having siblings is having siblings because they will annoy you to no end, you know, sometimes. But, I mean, that's just part of it. And I love when I see kids that enjoy each other as brother and sister, like, because there's the stereotype fighting and things like that, and that's going to happen. But I love, like, we have friends that we go to lunch with every Sunday after church, Paul and Rhonda, and their daughters, they're similar in age, like 16,
very close,
15 and 12 or 13, you know, and so like all in that range. But they sit at their own table when we go to lunch. It's like the four adults sit here. They always sit at their own table.
Oh, that's cool. So cute.
And they're so good. Like they just hang out and they talk with each other and stuff. And it's just really so cool to see that how good they are with each other. So
I love that they have each other too.
Gavin, you have siblings.
They do. Best part, I think, is similar to yours, but like I moved around so much. So it was always nice to have friends wherever you started in the form of siblings. I think sometimes the worst part of it was that you have this age difference and then you have this interest difference for the most part, at least in my situation. And so that I spent a lot of time, I think, in my younger years, not feeling close to them emotionally. And that might have been okay, but like I think now is a time when I wish I was closer to my siblings because we're all adults now, and like my brother's graduating college this year, my sister's going to go into her senior year next year, and I just wish I could do life with them now.
It's crazy to think you still have a sibling in high school. That's amazing.
College.
College.
No. Oh yeah, yeah. She graduated. She gets the senior year of college.
Oh, okay. I thought high school.
No,
wow.
She just turned 21.
Okay. Wow.
Oh wow.
What about you, Lady Rock, for the only child? Best worst?
I would say the best part is that you get all the attention.
Yeah, you do.
You also get all the gifts.
Yeah, you do.
Because there is no one else to gift.
Nice.
I would say, and another good thing is you really don't get bored very easily. I think
you don't.
I think kids who have siblings can tend to get bored easily if they're not around others.
Oh, I get it. You learn how to,
but
you know,
I learned to
entertain
myself because I had to.
Right.
And I'm fine with that. The bad thing is you can't share the load if something, and I don't want to, that sounds bad, but let's say something happens to your parents, you know, you can't share that with anyone else. Mm-hmm. Like you're the one that has to take all of that responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, you get all the attention, but you get all the attention.
Right.
Because if you don't call that day or if you don't, you know, text or something, then they're going to be worried.
Sure.
Because they think something's wrong because they have no one else to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pro and a con.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop. What are you, 36? My daughter's 23 this month. And when she's living at our house before she moves to Orlando, yeah, like I didn't sleep well on nights. I knew she was going to be super late, and I would ask her, hey, at least text us so that we know what time you left somewhere.
Right.
So we
but
can
if you
find
had
you.
Multiple children, you may not feel that way.
Yeah.
You're on your own. I would say, too, another negative is that it's kind of like being a, like you like cats more than dogs. For some reason, cats have a very negative connotation around, like, to society. Oh, you can't have more than one cat or you're considered a cat lady. But if a woman has 8 dogs, oh, she's cool.
She's like, a dog person.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Dog person and cat lady,
yeah,
two very different
things.
It's
not the same thing, yeah, and that's not fair. But I think the same can be said for being an only child compared to someone who has siblings. It was not your choice that you're an only child. It wasn't your choice that God made you so perfect that you know, your parents were like, we can't do any better.
Stopping.
So I think when people give you hate for being an only child, it just means that they're jealous because they didn't get the attention that they wanted.
That's what a mom would tell an only child.
Because it's true.
They're jealous, honey. They're just jealous of your
greatness.
It's
true. Why would they make fun of you?
Yeah.
I call you spoiled. I'm not spoiled to a degree.
I think that there is an element, especially of having an only child, that it's not that they're spoiled. It's people don't understand it because, like, yeah, that child does get all your focus, you know, which I don't think is a bad thing. I like that. And did my child get other opportunities that other children who are other families in big families got that they didn't get? Absolutely.
But that was their choice.
Right, because we could afford to go travel somewhere and take a really great vacation because I didn't have five other kids. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, because when I was a kid growing up with five kids, we didn't go do all these things. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, well, we made this choice. And it's good. And my daughter is the beneficiary of those choices. But she's not a bad, entitled person.
No.
And she's grateful and kind. And she's amazing. But like people would say, oh, well, you're obviously spoiled. And that's not the case. But she did get
good
stuff.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I would say, too, you know, the reason I was an only child is because my parents had to put me in private school. They couldn't put me in public school just because of where we lived. And so that took all the money they had. And they worked their cans off. And they thought, well, maybe if we ever get to the point where we can't afford a second child, we'll have another one. But
right.
That time never came. Well, that's their choice. It wasn't mine. And it's just how it is.
I don't regret the choice to not have any more kids. I really, like, we've talked about, like, I wish I had adopted at one point, but that's a kind of a separate issue because I just think that helping somebody out is really cool like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I love that we had the three of us. Like, if you look at my house, we have a wall that's all threes, number mm-hmm. threes that we've collected from places because it's always been the three of us. We've moved everywhere and we've been this little unit and I love it. And I, you know, like, when people ask, you know, like, do you ever regret? Like, no, I think it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend it. Like, I for me, like, not having a bunch of kids was actually a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not for everybody. You know, like, mm-hmm. some people are like, I want 20 kids. Okay, well, then do that. That's great.
You have just as much right to choose that many kids as one who chooses, I want just one.
My only issue is when you choose to have kids, a lot of kids, and you can't afford them.
Yeah.
Like, that's my issue.
Or
you keep having
the older
kids,
ones are raising the younger ones.
Right.
That's not fair.
Yeah. Like, to me, if you can afford your kids and you're not having to go on welfare because you took on so mm-hmm. many kids, you know, like, okay, well, because, yeah, you do have control. In this, you know, and
right.
So like I think there's a responsibility for that.
And can't a human being be better for getting more love than those who didn't get any love at all and
sure.
they end up being in prison or something or on drugs? It's like, yeah, like if your parents, if that was their choice, if that's what they had to do, then that
yeah.
wasn't your choice. That's theirs. Don't
That's
get
right.
mad at me. Get mad at them.
That's right. Take it up with Danny Ray.
That's right.
That's right. All right. There's your name of your podcast. Take it up with Danny Ray.
I like it.
All right. That's going to do it for your AfterCast.
And as always, thanks for being a potty.
Done.